In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Today is the Feast of the Holy Trinity. Before us is a most blessed reading indeed. For on this day we receive the clear teaching of Christ's salvation. And it is this Sunday, the festival where we confess the heart of our faith, the most fundamental and foundational building block on which the rest of our faith hangs, the doctrine of the Holy Sacred Trinity. For if we get this wrong, if we worship a false God, nothing else matters. Without this doctrine, there can be no salvation. To confess the Christian and the Catholic faith is to confess the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty co-equal, as we just did in the Creed. We confess in the Athanasian Creed that to be saved, one must think about the Holy Trinity and must think rightly. That salvation itself hangs upon this most holy and blessed doctrine. For salvation is a distinctly Trinitarian act. The Father sends his Son, and the Spirit calls forth belief in what God has done. Apart from this Trinity, there is no life. Apart from this Trinity, there is nothing but death and condemnation. Apart from this Trinity, we are lost eternally. And so we confess that we believe in God the Father who made us, God the Son who has redeemed us, and God the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. And yet there is not three gods, but one God. We confess three persons as the one divine being, our one and only God and Lord. Three persons, yet one God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, uncreated, almighty, infinite, eternal. But yet not one eternal. Yet not three eternals, but one. One eternal, one infinite, one uncreated, one almighty. And as central as this doctrine is perhaps one of the most difficult to express. Throughout history, men have fallen into perhaps what is the most common form of heresy, a Trinitarian heresy, trying to express this doctrine in ways to make it more relatable, more understandable, and departing from the creed. And yet, as difficult as this doctrine is to rightly express, we often spend so little time considering it. And we don't spend much time considering it quite often because it is difficult. And we, like Nicodemus, we want the mysteries of God to be understandable. For Nicodemus came to Christ seeking understanding. He didn't want to spend his time pondering and puzzling over these things. He wanted the truth of God according to his human understanding, on his terms. And if we're honest with ourselves, this is a very appealing thing. It speaks to our human flesh and to our sinfulness that we want God to be subject to our own reason, our own ways, our own thinking, our own understanding. And sure, we like and confess that Jesus is the Son of God. We don't always like what he says, especially those parts that make us think, that require us to stop and ponder and treasure all things in our heart, taking example after the Blessed Virgin, the mother of our Lord. We live in a day and age that is uncomfortable with mystery, uncomfortable with the reality that we cannot understand or adequately explain all things and must subject our human reason to the Scriptures. Our sinful flesh seeks always to reduce the truth and simplify We reduce the truth of the gospel to quick quips and pretty pleasantries. And in so doing, we rob it of its truth, its beauty, and its glory. Because we are bound to our flesh and bound by our reason. The sinful nature within us desires to constrain Christ. Because if we do that, then we can handle him. We can make him into what we want him to be. We can figure him out. We can place ourselves as lords over him. And we can be God, not the Trinity. We want to reduce down spiritual things to easy to digest little bits, into things we ourselves can manipulate and control. We can compartmentalize and put everything in its right, proper place. So we can excuse sin, excuse ourselves from thinking through the implications of the faith, so that we can feel better, so that we can do better what we want, and yet still claim to cling to Christ. So we can continue in our own sin, not have to deal with the reality of God. This is what Nicodemus fell into, and it's a problem with us today. It is a problem in the church, it's a problem in our lives, that we become complacent, willing to accept what has been handed to us simply without thinking about it, without thinking through it, without actually working through it ourselves, seeking to understand it, without putting in the work of reading theology. We say, let the pastor do that. Let other people do that. It's not one of my interests. It's not one of my hobbies. We hear sermons and readings, and we quickly forget them. But let us apply them to our lives. Let us have the word of God upon our hearts, upon our lips, and upon our minds. As you go into your houses, as you come out of them, as you walk in the way, let us talk about them on the way home and throughout the week with our family, with our children, with our wives. Let the word of God be the center of your life and your house. But all too often we are content to sit by and continue how we have always been, because it's easy. And we can pat ourselves on the back about how good we are doing. But the faith cannot be understood by mere reason. It cannot be grasped by the flesh. It is not bound by the flesh, but no, it is bound by the Spirit. The faith must be understood by the things of God. Spiritual truths are only understood by the Spirit, not by the flesh. And that which is born of the flesh is of the flesh. It cannot be of the Spirit. And so to you, Christ says, you must be born again. Not that you would have a full understanding instantaneously. No, that will come on the last day when all things are revealed as Christ returns in glory. It's that you might receive that which is given to you. Hear the words of Christ. Christ says, we, that is the Trinity, speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen. But you do not receive our testimony. We cannot force God to reveal everything to us, to make it all fit into a nice little box. But he does reveal himself to you. He has spoken to you by his Son. He has revealed the great mystery of salvation, all that you need for life and salvation in Christ Jesus, his Son, our Lord. And you will not find this by human reason. You will not find the truth of the Trinity inside your own mind. No human reason will lead you to confess that the Trinity gave, that the Father gave his only begotten Son to become an effigy of Satan and sin himself, so that he might be destroyed by God's love, so that when we gaze upon him and when we believe in him, when we believe that this is actually the satisfaction of God's law in our place, that we will receive eternal life. This goes completely against our reason, against how we as sinful men would act. But this is the work of the blessed, holy, sacred Trinity. This alone is the work of God. And to grasp it, we must be born anew. We must be born through the waters of holy baptism, washed in the blood of Christ, given and shed for us upon the cross, and have the name of the Trinity bound upon our heart and upon our heads, there at the font. Not so that we might understand all things, not so that the faith might be completely understood, but that we might simply hear and believe, so we might receive the testimony of the Trinity through the writings of the sacred scriptures, through the mouth of God himself, and through the mouth of faithful men preaching and teaching as they have been taught. So let us confess as our fathers before us did the great mysteries of the faith, not forcing them to conform to our own reason and understanding, but subjecting our own reason and understanding to what God has revealed, and striving to articulate that which is given to us by our God. Let us seek to understand what has been revealed to us and apply it to our lives. By the power of the Holy Trinity given to you, in his holy name placed upon your brow in holy baptism, seek the things of the Spirit and receive that which God has given to you. Receive eternal life, receive the forgiveness of sins, and ponder and speak the great mysteries of God. In Jesus' name, amen.